Making Believe and Daydreaming by Paul Levitt, read by Charles Rammelkamp. Every evening when Mrs. Schwartz walked past her daughter Andrea's bedroom, she could hear Andrea talking to someone. But Andrea had no cell phone, and she had no friends staying overnight. Mrs. Schwartz thought that she heard two voices, one that sounded like her daughter and a second that sounded foreign. The voices never spoke at the same time, but rather answered one another. In the morning, when Andrea came downstairs for breakfast, her mother asked her about the voices.
"It was Tusker," said Andrea.
"Tusker?" repeated her mother, not having the slightest idea who Tusker could be. "Who's Tusker?"
"Tusker the elephant," replied Andrea. "He's from Africa and has long tusks, so I call him Tusker."
"Have you been making believe again?" asked Mrs. Schwartz.
"I've been talking to Tusker," answered Andrea.
"Last week," said Mrs. Schwartz, "it was Reynard the fox, and the week before that, it was Manny the muskrat. You must stop making believe and grow up. You are almost 13, almost a teenager, almost a young woman. Make believe is for children." Now, Andrea loved to conduct long conversations with her imaginary animal friends. During these conversations, she learned all sorts of things: where they lived, who hunted them, and how they kept from being caught. Tusker, for example, told her all about the country of Kenya, the tall grass, the salt licks, the rivers, and the endless plain called the Serengeti, which runs for 1,000 miles.
"You're just repeating what you've read," said her mother.
"Oh, no," answered Andrea. "Tusker told me all about Kenya."
"Don't make believe," scolded her mother.
"I'm not making believe," said Andrea. "Tusker is my friend, and he tells me all kinds of things."
"If you make believe one more time," said Mrs. Schwartz, "I'm not going to let you go to camp this summer."
Andrea was shocked. "Not go to camp?" she asked.
"Not go to camp," her mother repeated.
This was awful news. Andrea loved camp. At camp, she got to play with the tame animals and to feed the wild ones. At camp, she hiked among the flowers and the plants, the ones with the strange and lovely names: Pipsisewa, Buffalo Berry, Miner's Candle, Prince's Plume, Fairy Slipper, Wild 4 o'clock, and Sky Pilot. At camp, she could ride horses using either a western or an eastern saddle. Not go to camp? Never! So she decided not to talk out loud to her animal friends ever again. Instead, she would talk to them silently. In other words, she would daydream. And so it happened that at least once a day, when Mrs. Schwartz spoke to Andrea, Andrea didn't hear her.
"Andrea," ordered Mrs. Schwartz, "quit daydreaming."
"I'm thinking," replied Andrea.
"You didn't hear a word I said," complained Mrs. Schwartz.
"I did," said Andrea.
"What did I say?" asked Mrs. Schwartz. But Andrea couldn't answer because she had, in fact, been daydreaming.
"Daydreaming is for children," said Mrs. Schwartz. "You're almost a teenager, a young woman. You shouldn't be daydreaming."
Andrea, though, loved the colors of daydreams. She could see the red clay canyons that rivers ran through, the orange tanager that flies down from the mountains and plays among the trees in the month of May, and the purple spurless columbine. So she kept right on daydreaming.
"If you daydream one more time," said Mrs. Schwartz, "I'm not going to let you go to camp this summer."
Andrea now realized that her private world would have to end. She had no choice. Therefore, she stopped daydreaming. But when the daydreaming stopped, so did her high school grades. For some reason that Andrea's teacher couldn't explain, her papers lost their imagination. The sentences no longer sang and the words sounded flat. Instead of writing papers about the Serengeti plains and white rhinos, she wrote papers about how I spent my weekend. Instead of characterizing the muskrat, she described the new shopping mall downtown. When Andrea's teacher wrote a letter home to Mrs. Schwartz asking why Andrea's papers no longer included stories about animals, the colors of the canyon walls, the orange tanager, and the purple spurless columbine, Mrs. Schwartz had no explanation. What would you advise? A. That Andrea stop daydreaming. B. That Andrea daydream all the more. C. That Mrs. Schwartz stop nagging Andrea. D, that Mrs. Schwartz nag Andrea all the more. E, that Mrs. Schwartz start daydreaming. F, that Mrs. Schwartz be made to understand that the mind's a dreaming pool which harbors the silver fish of wonder.